We have 5 minutes left on this.
What's the truth? Given what's just been said, I'd like to request that we do our 5 minutes of additional debate after the public comment, because then we have the vote after.
All right. So let's go ahead. We're still debating David Gibbleton's motion. Now let's look at the stack. Where are we?
Substitute motion.
This is Wes Ford.
Go ahead.
I want to speak in favor of the motion, and I want to address this issue of the independence of the program council. I think we should do it, and I think the way we should work for a relationship between that interim programming council and this board is by establishing from Jump Street a relationship of trust. So that's where I think actually I like the part about this motion, that there would be a meeting of our program committee with the programming council, and that we work out, you know, all the issues that we feel that are very important. For example, to be the issue of inclusion and diversity is very, very important. But I think we should do it that way. I think, you know, we could mandate all kinds of stuff, but I think maybe we should try something different, a more collaborative approach, and take it that way, you know, recognize, because I know the worry about, you know, is it going to be totally in the standard, and we're responsible to the listeners, that's why we're elected. But I think, you know, let's try some new things here, and I think let's try to establish a relationship that between ourselves and the interim community as a voluntary one based on trust, rather than mandating that they report to us.
Thank you. Maria.
I first have a question, and then I'll explain why I have a question. My question is, after the meeting occurs between the ITC and the LSC committee, who makes the decision on the motion? The committee or jointly?
Ideally, it's the committee that brings forward the motion, but I just want to the board, but the board has to decide. But I just want to point out that in the event that the committee is split on the question, there will be a substitute motion, presumably. The job of the committee is to get consensus where it can and to achieve clarity about the differing positions where it cannot. And so that other motion will be brought forward by someone on the committee, but it will be the committee of the board that will bring the motion to the LSC.
I propose an amendment that be a joint report.
Hold on, I'm still in my time.
Nothing is out of order except hearing what Maria has to say.
This is to Ed's point as well.
Out of order. Everything is out of order except hearing what Maria has to say.
Look, the programming committee is just bringing the recommendation to the board. It is not the final decision. And what Dave has asked for and what Ed is speaking to is, look, that body was elected. We were elected. We were elected, you know, with a quorum, not to discount what they've been through, but we've got a charge that we have to do. That committee is just going to bring the recommendation to us. We make the final decision here, and they're going to meet with the ITC and have the whole discussion there for the pros and cons and be able to present that to the board, as I understand it. Is that correct, Jerry?
Okay, and on the staff is Jim.
So the way I saw this problem was, we basically have three options. We could just not recognize it, ignore the IPC, because we were in the elected body, right? We can incorporate the LSC into some aspect of the IPC, or they could be an independent body, okay? Now, the problem that I saw is this station, and plus this LSC, have about 5 different people or bodies, whatever you want to call them, that deal with programming. Okay, so I thought to make an independent body would just be another agency that even Armando would have to go meet to incorporate, and you know, and it's very timely. So I thought we have to incorporate them somehow, and by that act we recognize their legitimacy. You know, and so that's what I thought the Dave's motion was addressing. So it's not a matter of, you know, are they violating us or are we violating them? Okay, you know, we don't have to make this a police case. Right. So I just wanted to see, you know, if that's the understanding that Dave's motion has. Okay.
Thank you. region.
Okay.
Now, we're going to close this back because of time constraints. We have, I think, one last one. Great.
I strongly support that we elect, at least validate the election of the people who've been elected. Then, as there's no, the rest can be decided later. But let the process start. I hope that I'm the last person in the chat. I'll call the question. Well, I don't want to call the question because I'm 2:30 as well.
You don't have to call the question. And we now have to close others off of the wheel.
So, in a way, this is true because it is now 10 minutes to 2, and we have some options here to table the motion, to call the question, and so on. So, the body must make that decision.
I need to stand for 2 minutes in order to vote on this.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending for 2 minutes to achieve a vote? All right, in order to achieve a vote, we would have to have a call for the question here. Oh, okay, so we can just go through a vote because there are no more. Actually, there are no more. All right, the motion, David's motion, vote should be restated.
I move that the LSB recognize all members elected to the ITC by their respective constituencies to date. That the LSB request that those members of the ITC already elected meet to initiate the work for which they were elected. That the LSB request that the Programming Oversight Committee of the LSB meet with the elected members of the ITC to work out any additional details that the LSB needs to consider in order to move the work of the ITC forward, and note that that may include options that affect the status of it as a body, and that the Programming Oversight Committee will bring forth any necessary motions to the LSB at its next scheduled meeting. That part of what the ITC should be talking about is anything necessary to complete this role.
I'll be sure to start a yes or no question to David. You are not creating an autonomous body with your motion. Is that right?
I'm not creating any body. The body's already moving in. We're recognizing that elected. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think there is more clarity. All right, the vote, we should go to a vote here because we don't have time for any more discussion. With those supporting Abelson's motion, raise your hand.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Opposed? Okay. Those supporting the Abelson motion, support.
16.
Opposed?
1.
Abstain. Okay, the motion passes. The motion passes. Okay, let's go right to public comment. Do you have...
While you're waiting for that, may I just suggest we need to create the program committee before this is out in order to fulfill the change of the motion before the day is out.
That is absolutely correct. That's correct. Now, this is 15 minutes of public comment, and we need to go very rapidly. It's 1 minute 30 seconds, and we're going to end at the end of 15 minutes, even if there are people on the list, in order to remain loyal to this agenda. Who is the first public speaker?
The first public speaker will be Len.
All right.
Lawrence.
Okay, with the first public comment, please begin.
Yeah, thank you. I'll make this really quick. to use a military term, several of us went ballistic up at the Berkeley meeting. It was really, really frustrating, and I'm feeling the same kind of frustration here. We're just not respecting each other. I think that the most important word said today was by Bill Gallegos, trust. We don't seem to be trusting each other. And worse than that, we don't seem to be trusting the listeners. Regarding the program council, that was, I believe, a legal election. The chair mentioned respecting the IPC. Well, how about respecting the listeners, the cast, the votes? If we don't do anything but seat them and give them the power that they were elected, you know, then we're just saying, you know, screw you to the listeners, you know, in the worst way possible. And the most productive thing I've had today was in a urinal when I read something on the wall that said, we don't want to play games, just give us something to believe in.
Thank you. Next public comment.
My name is Thomas Reyes. I'd like to echo essentially what Len just said, minus the bathroom. it concerns me that it seems to me like the listeners aren't, although the pool of candidates that ran, I mean, you had a recall election essentially, 58 people ran, and you have a pool of people of those listening candidates that ran that are willing to participate in these committees. Yet, all I'm hearing, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe my hearing is distorted, all I'm hearing is that the other three members are going to be the first ones to sign. You're going to stack the committee with two to five people. So, you know, how effective would these committees be if it's stacked or each board member has the same kind of opportunity that the two to five listeners are appointed to have? And so, 2 to 5 board members have. So, I think it's very important that you outreach to the previous candidates that ran for the board, and two, that you do an outreach on the air, that you do a card to elicit participation from the listeners. And three, you know, that you get the consistent listeners that come to your board meetings without fail, having to make payments and immigrations and all of that, to come here and participate in this process. So I think that's very important, and I don't really want you to forget that.
Thank you. Next public comment.
Rafael Arturo Patricio.
I want to second some of what Lawrence just had to say. I was very disturbed to see the LSP create committees on what you're doing in terms of membership. I mean, as a member of the program council, my intention has been to create committees to establish programming policy for the African American community, the indigenous Chicano, quote unquote, Latino community, the women's community, like the gay community, and so on, comprised of members of those communities. Open door policy. If we don't, the only, you know, someone raised the question, how are we going to defend the mission? The only way we're going to defend the mission is if people are involved in forging the mission and instructing about what the mission means. Otherwise, if there's some weak mind making decisions, including myself, about what the mission means and what policy is going to be, we're getting back down the same road to purgatory, right, or to hell, or the before. We need to have these committees be open to people who want to involve themselves in those committees. I mean, it's blasphemous that people would elect you and you say, well, no, we're going to handpick who goes on these committees. Why should you handpick? Who are you to handpick who goes on the committees? I certainly have no intention of doing that with the IPC. You know, I mean, we had some very odd things happen recently. We had a gentleman who was an African American who was applying for the position of treasurer. He didn't get called about this recent illegal meeting of the dance committee. Why is that? You know, what is up? We really pay some attention to involving listeners in terms of direct involvement. That's what grassroots democracy is. You're not here to have, you know, have your own mess.
I just want to let you know that it's about other people in the social
media. Dear friends, you are doing fine. You are the ones that are appointing more time. You got elected. Continue with your job. Okay, you are doing great. Okay, so what needs to be done? want to make it is, I wonder if you guys share ideas before you come to this meeting, so you have a way where you can hash out some of these differences so that the process can be, you know, sped up. I would also like to know, I mean, what website can I go maybe in 2 days to hear some kind of opinion on what you talked about the meeting. I'd like to recommend that to other friends so they can be updated. When are we going to have reports from this body on the radio? Okay, that's what I'd like to, you know, get more people involved. Thank you.
Thank you, Arturo.
Thank you, Arturo.
Patricia, learning, and John's all one.
I'm sorry, John, if you
John, you've come a long way. You've really got the business down. You're doing a great job. Congratulations. Donna, thank you for bringing John with an angel to the meeting. And to the rest of you, a lot of the hang-ups that happen around this table are because you're getting involved in picking in points. Are they necessary? If they're not necessary, let it go. Sooner or later, you'll get this done right. So, you know, keep working. It's hard to come together with no prior background as a board. So I want to commend you for the work that you're doing. I am disturbed that the general manager of the station isn't here and misses some of the meetings. That it's really important that she liaison with you that there's a dialogue going between you and the elected body and either Eva or her designee. It's really critical for you to be taken seriously at the station be here. And while there are four of you who are from staff, there also needs to be someone who is specifically management. Thank you.
Thank you. We only have until 12:08, so people can be very concise.
I'll try to be very concise. This is Bernie again. I want to talk about a procedure. I have three items to talk about here. Very short items. The first thing is that I believe this is a special meeting of the board. I don't think that's a question. Have we had a regular meeting of the board? My question is based upon the fact that there are no minutes posted. I understand that minutes need not be posted for special meetings, but we're doing an awful lot of business in these special meetings, and that there have been no minutes posted for any regular meetings of this board. So that's a question to the chair. Second question to the chair is specifically, Don, are you stating that there's no proposed agenda that will ever be posted on any station or LSB webpage prior to a scheduled meeting? That's a question for you.
Okay.
And I'd like to finish my third point and then get your answers. My third point is that I really like the idea of getting rid of Robert's Rules of Order, and perhaps this body ought to formulate a committee that will establish the rules for the operation of this LSB. I think that's a very good idea.
Okay, in answer to that one question, if it's posted on the website, then it's posted what the agenda will be, but it actually can be altered by this body as the meeting begins. It can be rearranged times, but theoretically, you cannot add agenda items, but you can alter the agenda to meet our needs as long as it incorporates that.
Yes, but I'd like you to be a little more specific about which website and how far prior to a meeting you will post the proposed agenda. I think that's really important.
Okay, thank you. Let's go ahead then. The next the speaker. What was the answer to?
Where and how far in advance?
KPFK website.
How far is that? John Doe, Veronica, and Dennis.
John.
I want to say that I was president of the council of the program committee as a lab rep for 2 or 3 days. It was excellent. I want to disagree with our host in that the future is not a flying saucer. The LA Times had a Marcus article on digital radio last week at $400 a unit to listen to this. 37 million radios were sold last year. A tiny fraction of those were digital. Our foundation director up in Berkeley last 2 weeks ago had quite a little spiel about national moving into alternative ways of delivery of our signal. Well, not our signal, because he does not distribute our signal. And looking at his proposal, what I saw was as we become a programming service and or a studio service for National. We have sidebands, the technology for us for the $5 decoder for our listeners to move into 400 to 500 channels of streaming something or another is there. It's been there for 10 years, either on computer or in their radios. Thank you.
Next comment.
Okay, Veronica passes. Dele, Mike, Linda, and John.
To the members of the LSB, I hope we won't forget that the Outreach Committee should be established as a separate committee too. I hear some members of the IPC who were elected proposing that the folks in IPC should actually nominate or sanction the community groups that will become part of the IPC. It is a shame, it is counter to the idea of affirmative action. These groups do not want you to baptize them, they want to speak for themselves. And I hope the question of constituting the outreach committee will be taken seriously by the LSB.
Thank you. We have 3 minutes and we're going to have to close public comment. The first meeting of the ITC will take place Monday, April 19th at 7 p.m. Location to be announced, probably downtown Los Angeles. We would appreciate the good offices of the LSB to get that on the air once we have a location announced and to assist in getting the roster of the ITC as designated, including with the diversity requirements constituted prior to that meeting so that the full and complete meeting of the ITC can take place.
Okay, David, just give that written information to the secretary and to us. I'm sorry, Michael. I heard so much from David. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay.
Last comment.
Go ahead, and then we'll come to you.
Aren't we meeting the
13th?
Yes. They're going to meet before we leave the document. No, you're getting to the general.
Yeah, that's right. So let's take the last public comment. We're ready. Can the time start now?
Wait, excuse me, just a moment. No, this is the last public comment.
I just want to be sure that my time is starting now, not before.
Yes, it is.
Okay, my questions are my comments questions are these, and that is that I'm sort of in like a, more of a technical type person, and I really want to get the technical aspects of this nailed down. Actually, I want to know what actually is the composition of the ITC to be, because I have several copies of notes which describe them, but yet I've been told that there are other notes that are more updated. For example, I have notes from 10-5 of 2003 and from October 5-7 that a following motion was passed, the programming patent. Okay, in terms of responsibilities, also is my question. This is what came on first in my paperwork. The programming council has a responsibility to, I just want to make sure this is what we're supposed to do. Establish and oversee local program policy in concert with the LAB, which now I want to try to get it, consistent with national programming policy to improve diversity goals, review current local programming and preview prospective local programming on a quarterly basis and make recommendations to the lab, and provide their findings for station management, perform community needs assessment on a quarterly basis and provide their findings for station management to include monitoring diversity goals, monitor local compliance with the specific emissions, provide the lab with its policies and procedures for lab review and approval at the first regularly, etc. Well, I just want to ask for a little bit more. After 90 days, they have to do something else. And then, in terms of, I really wanted to get to this, who are, can I just ask, who are the people that...
I'm sorry, we're under such a time crunch here. What is the question specifically?
This is a list of what was said to be 11-17. 50% of color, 50% women, as many lab members who want to put themselves forward, elected by listeners, 2 paid staff, 1 paid staff, more than 3 listeners, elected by listeners, management, GFPD,
okay.
And 4 reps from the community, which is not defined, and 4 members of collective.
Okay, I'm sorry, we're going to have to actually end the public comment, but and I'm going to encourage you to see us informally after the adjournment, see us to answer your question. Okay, that will end public comment. I deeply regret that in order to meet our agenda, we'll have to end public comment. I'm now going to go to the last order of business before adjournment and call on the secretary to explain the balloting.
Okay, the ballots that were distributed were based on the establishment of committees and the motion that was previously passed. The lower right section is for committee of inclusion, which we did not pass a resolution on. So what we have are actually five committees to vote on by ranking various candidates. Those are the finance, programming, outreach, management review, and structure committees. And I have several candidates who have already indicated their willingness to serve on each of these committees. I can read their names, and I can suggest, well, what I've done is put a right paren to the right of each person's name who was announced. So I'll go through those names of people who are willing to serve on each committee, and then if any LSD member who is willing to serve and their name has not been read, I ask for them to step forward and volunteer at that time.
So they should mark somewhere next to the person a little...
I'm recommending everybody use a right paren to the right of the name so that the ballots are indistinguishable.
Okay.
To ensure privacy. So I'm suggesting that under finance, in the upper left-hand corner, individuals put a right paren to the right of the following names. David Adelson, Jim DiGenio, Jane Halloran, and these are alphabetical, Sonali Kalhatkar, Leslie Radford, and Donna Jo Warren. Is there anyone who wants to volunteer for finance committee whose name was not read?
Read the names again.
Okay. I will read the names again. I will also point out that members are not limited to voting for the people who have announced. Under a single transferable vote, a write-in equivalent is ranking someone who is not announced as a candidate. But the following individuals have announced as accepting their nominations, in effect, for the Finance Committee. David Adelson, Jim DiGenio, Jane Halloran, Sonali Kalhatkar, Leslie Radford, Donna Jo Warner. Is there any LSB member willing to serve whose name was not read?
Can I ask if people who are not present have indicated their willingness to serve on anything?
These include the announcements. I received via email. I did receive Margaret Prescott's. Yes. Marie Gary and Jan Goodman have also given me their willingnesses.
And you were including those?
Yes.
Okay.
Are we through with Finance Committee?
Yes. Programming.
Okay, for Programming Committee, the following LSP members have indicated a willingness to serve. Grace Aaron, David Abelson, Maria Armudian, Niall El Gardani, Israel Foyer, Bill Gallegos, Sherna Gluck, Jane Halloran, Alan Minsky, Ed Pearl, Margaret Prescott,
Fernando Velasquez, and Donna Jo Warren. Dave Olson withdraws from programming. Is there any LSD member wanting to serve whose name was not read?
I think it's a conflict of interest for Alan Minsky to run for
the Outreach Committee.
We're going to move right away. Hold on. That's not your brand.
Alright, that's out of order, so let's continue. We're going to ask the Secretary to continue.
The following members, LSD members, have offered to serve on the Outreach Committee. Ray Aaron, Marie Deary, Niall El Wardani, Ed Pearl, Leslie Ratchford, starting again, alphabetically, Grace Aaron, Marie Deary, Niall El Wardani, Ed Pearl, Leslie Ratchford, Natalie Schwab, Harrison Wild. Is there any LSD member willing to serve whose name was not read?
Did Julie Rodriguez indicate earlier she wanted to serve on that?
I believe Julie Rodriguez, before I asked for her nominations, did indicate a willingness to serve. I will nominate Julie Rodriguez. Is there any other LSD member who should be added to the list?
Yes.
For Management Review Committee, the following LSD members have indicated a willingness to serve. Marie Deary, Jen Eugenio, Israel Foyer, or I missed it again.
Foyer,
Israel Foyer, Sherna Gluck, Jan Goodman, Jane Halloran, Sonali Kohakar, Alan Minsky, Margaret Prescott, Leslie Radford, Madeline Schwab, Fernando Velasquez, Donna Jo Warren, Harrison Weil, Don White. David Allison has added his name to the list of members wanting to serve. Sherna Gluck has withdrawn her nomination.
Can you read the model again, please?
And finally, for the Structure Committee, known by its friends as the Committee on Committees, the following LSD members have indicated a willingness to serve. Maria Armudian, Sherna Gluck, Jan Goodman, Terry Goodman, Ed Pearl, and Don White. Are there any LSD members willing to serve whose name was not read? Then you have ballots ready for ranking. Under the bylaws, individuals have an opportunity to vote for a single member if they want. Members can rank all candidates because there is the potential for a later round seventh choice to be chosen. So you should rank as many as you like.
Or replace. Okay, now, because we're under time constraints, the chair is going to, there are a couple of members who have said very little during the day. I'm going to recognize Sonali and Alan, and then we'll see if that will close it off. Sonali?
Is this on?
Just want to urge this body to include in their votes at least one paid and one unpaid staff member to the GM evaluation committee. There are over 15 people who have nominated themselves for a committee that will be able to have only five members. KPFK is supposed to be a progressive institution, and yet it's run just like a top-down corporate institution. There are no processes by which workers have a say in the running. I think I'm allowed to make a comment, aren't I?
Yeah,
there are no processes by which workers have a say in the running of their workplace, and that's paid and unpaid workers. We're told to rely on a union to protect us. The union has no say in hiring and firing processes except to suggest that workers could give input to management. The union offers no protection for temp or unpaid workers. This body is the only structure where paid and unpaid workers have any say about their workplace. Let's do things differently from the way which corporations conduct their business. Let's consider truly radicalizing this network. Let's match our rhetoric with the practice and insist that workers be directly allowed to evaluate their bosses, and they have whether they follow proper procedure, are workers being treated fairly, is there abuse of power, and staff members should be the first, I believe, to serve on the GM evaluation committee. At least one paid and one unpaid worker.
Thank you very much. We go to Alan.
Very similar again, and really counter to Bernie's very out of order comment of the program. I am not anymore on the program council. That was the last program council, so I have no more influence than anyone else in this room over the decisions that Armando Godinho makes in an absolutely top-down, totally hierarchical manner. This is supposedly a progressive institution. And for those of you all who believe in the divine right of management or somehow czarists, I really think that Bernie is out of order. I have no more influence over programming than anyone else.
Okay, now I think we're going to go to a vote. We'll have to go to a vote. This is a secret ballot. I think you should now put in your numbers on this ballot at this time.
I think you should have
a list of delegates to speak. Okay, I'm sorry. That is now out of order. Let's go to Sherna.
While you're doing this process, can we get the rest of the listener comments while this is being counted down?
Yeah.
While these are being tallied, can we get the rest of the listener comments?
I'm sorry. I wish we could do that. We appreciate the patience of listener sponsors under this time crunch.
Because we can get
Okay, now just a few announcements. First of all, if you know, the next meeting of this board is on the 13th of April. Secondly, Mansoor has asked, you know, I'm not sure we have a venue. Watch for the KKFK website and also announcements on air, but the 13th is the date. No, we are not adjourned. You know what? This is going to be difficult. There are a few announcements here that people want made, so I'll make them. Jennifer Kaiser is doing outreach for the station at Merced de la Paloma, and she needs your help there. The event will go until 7 p.m. tonight. And see Mansoor for that information. The national, people may be thinking of which national board committee they would like to serve on, and begin to maybe could submit them to the secretary. Yes, and I think the national committees that were established in Berkeley will have on our next agenda item a report from our TNB delegates from Los Angeles, and they will include what national committees were formed. That will be one of the first orders of business on the next agenda. Also, a report, Bill Gallegos, where is Bill? You know, I don't understand this exactly. Retreat. Yes, all right. On the next agenda, and please submit that again so we don't forget, a retreat and board training and a retreat with a board where we won't do business, but where we will bond. Okay? A retreat for the board will be on the next agenda. Strategic planning. And also election of officers. We have the issue of secretary and treasurer that we'll need to address. Yes, and I believe it's the third. I think it's the third. We actually have a board meeting, not just affects the board, at the station where Bobby Hicks will make a full report on finances to the board, and there will be also an opportunity to question the management of the station about specific issues around programming. That's April 3rd. Right, sure. Okay, I've been in El Salvador, so apparently during my visit to El Salvador, the station manager may be proposing a change of date there. Okay, we'll start the process. We need to submit which national committee. Okay, inasmuch as we have our next meeting already set, and because we see the dissolution of this meeting rapidly occurring, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Or maybe we should have the vote if it's pending. I didn't realize it was actually going to be.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. We will announce the votes for these committees, but we can begin cleaning up. And Ed, did we get enough money? Where's that pearl? Yes, we have enough money. Thank you for your generosity. We do have enough money to pay for the venue. We're going to start cleaning up. We want to thank Lawrence for facilitating the public comment. That was a very important contribution to our meeting. Thank you very much. Thanks to Ed Pearl for acquiring this extraordinary venue. I think this venue was extremely good and moved it to the Venice area, which is good. As soon as the results of the vote are announced, we'll adjourn. I'm